This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Joining us, as they do most Fridays, are Susan Demas, publisher of Inside Michigan Politics, and Ken Sikkema, a senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. So the Republicans and Democrats have officially chosen their nominees. It's a Trump-Clinton race. I wonder what stands out for you in each party convention. Susan, what are your impressions of the conventions now that we've seen them both?
Well, I think there was a pretty sharp contrast in tone. The Democratic National Convention reminded me very much of Republican National Conventions of old. There was a lot of talk about national security, a lot of stress on being steady and having leadership in the world, themes that, you know, George W. Bush used to carry extremely well. The Republican National Convention was the Donald Trump show, which is what we all expected it to be. I think the party has somewhat unified around him, but it was definitely a blow for Ted Cruz to get up on stage and not endorse him.
Ken Sikkema, how do you think the two conventions compared?
Hey, Lester, my takeaway is the Republican convention was better than it could have been. Given the nominee, there was always this underlying potential for, you know, a disaster, to be honest with you, in terms of something he might have said or whatever. And that really didn't happen. So, like I said, my big takeaway is Republican convention was pretty decent from their standpoint, and the polling would indicate that Trump actually got a bump out of that.
I want to ask you both a question. I asked my colleague Steve Carmody earlier, what kind of effect might the conventions have on next week's primary elections? Did the parties fire up their voters? Susan?
Well, I think, as we all know, August primaries in Michigan usually have dismal turnout. We look at 20% as a high watermark, which is pretty depressing. I think there's usually a pretty big detachment between what's going on nationally and people actually turning up in Michigan. Usually the party conventions are a lot later on, so perhaps people will be more politically engaged after, you know, the two major parties were on TV nonstop. But to be honest, I think we're probably looking at traditional turnout levels. A lot of people are on vacation. A lot of people still are not paying attention.
Ken, this race for president is different than those in the past in a lot of different ways. How do you think that might spill over into races at the congressional level and those for the Michigan House?
I don't think the conventions are going to have any impact on next week's primary, per se. I mean, my goodness, after 2 weeks of nonstop TV coverage, if anything, people are probably sick of politics right now and want to watch the Olympics, you know. So I just don't think the conventions themselves have an impact on next Tuesday's election. Now, the November election, that's a different story.
I want to throw something out. While social media has been a factor in the last several elections, I don't recall as many tweets and Facebook postings from as many people as I've seen the last couple of weeks. While the disapproval ratings for both Clinton and Trump are high, people do seem more engaged, at least if social media is a measure of that. Is that something you've seen? And if so, what do you make of it, Susan?
I definitely think that social media has become just a critical part of campaigns now, and you are seeing more political engagement than ever. But especially when you look at things like Twitter, it's a very small percentage of voters who are actually on social media. And those people on Facebook, you know, tend to be posting pictures of their family as opposed to really be engaging in the political process. But I think those of us who are in the media and are in politics tend to overestimate the effect.
We're getting a distorted view. Ken, what do you think?
Well, if you want a distorted view, I'm the guy to ask, because social media continues to be a mystery to me and probably most people at my age. But, you know, the pervasive nature of it is obvious. What I find kind of interesting is how the Democrats have sort of used it against Trump this week, you know, basically saying, hey, do you want a president who tweets? You know, so all of a sudden the use of social media, at least the way he's used it, is actually kind of becoming an issue.
Well, we've also got a 90-year-old former congressman who's pretty good with Twitter as well. So I guess we're stuck with it regardless. That's Ken Sikkema. He's Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas is publisher at Inside Michigan Politics. They joined us via Skype. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you.